Welcome everybody, Shinema 927, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to talk about one thing today. I sort of understand a little bit better, Bezrus Hashem. We said we're going to see, we have to talk about, if you heard a whole bracha from somebody, fine, you must say Amen. Then we said, if you didn't even hear the Shem Hashem, we spoke about a while back, but you heard the ending, so you have to answer Amen. And not just that, which we have to figure out, we have to talk about and figure out, Bezrus Hashem, how that works. Even if you didn't hear the bracha at all, but you know which bracha it is, you could still say Amen. There's no chiyuv we're going to see, but then you could still say Amen. So you'll say, what do you mean? So how do I know which bracha it is if I didn't hear it? So we'll see. You saw it, whatever the case was. But if you don't know what bracha it is, then you can't answer. We're going to see that even if you heard it. Let's say you heard the beginning, you didn't hear the end, so we're going to see you can't answer. You don't, first of all, you don't know where it ends, right? Number one. Number two, you don't know what bracha you're saying amen to. So that's part of the sugya of amen yesoima. It's an amen that's just like sort of like by itself up in the air. So, but another thing, but that's not what I want to talk about, but what I want to discuss is, we said, if I'm saying a bracha. I'm making a bracha for the other guy. And the other guy is going to be yotze with my bracha, right? I make, for whatever the reason is, a shahakol, or I made something, and I'm having, in general, we try not to, by the way, the birchas nehen, and we try that everybody should say it by themselves, but in case in time, a person got stuck or whatever, unless it's by bracha achrayna, which we'll talk about over there, because they bring down that lemaisa the people, the hamoinam is nichshol bracha achrayna many times. It's a longer bracha, so over there it's much easier to say make a bracha achrayna and have others in mind, and they have you in mind, whatever, they listen to every word, and then they could be yaita. But in general, we try not. But let's say somebody did say, I made a bracha and I had somebody else in mind, and the other person was yaita with my bracha. Oh, so now the question is, we said over there, if that other person that's being yotze with my bracha didn't hear every word, right, didn't hear every word, or didn't hear the beginning or whatever, so then they can't say amen. They can't say amen to that bracha. You're not allowed to say amen to that bracha. So that person who's being yotze, they can't say amen. So the question is why? What's wrong with the bracha of, I just want to backtrack a minute. So let's say I made a shahakal. I'm talking about a case of time where I'm also eating or drinking. I can't make birchas nenin. By birchas mitzvahs is different, but by birchas nenin, I can't make a bracha shahakal and have somebody else in mind and I'm not eating. I can't do that. It's only if I'm eating, I have them also. Okay, so that's a different story. So the question is why that other person, if they didn't hear every word, or at least the beginning, they can't say amen. Whereby other brachas, right, if I just heard the end of the bracha, I know which bracha it is, whatever, I could still say amen. Why we say you're not allowed to say amen? I heard the end of the bracha, I know what bracha the guy made. Okay, I didn't hear every word, so I'm not yaitza, but why am I not allowed to say amen? It's an interesting question. I don't know, I was thinking about, but I found there's a bir alacha, baruch Hashem, I was able to find a bir alacha that blibes by its tzarchi in it as it may, but he says an interesting pshat. So it's in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, which is we've been talking about, we're cross-referencing from our Simen Reish Tez Vav to Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, because of the fact that it talks about a lot of Chazar Sashats over there, and the halachas, that's where you find the halachas of Amen Yisayma, Amen Chatufa, those are all brought down in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, which is Sif Ches, right after Zion, which talks about talking by davening, Rechman Uslan, and so on, by Chazar Sashas. Okay, so he says like this in the Bir Halacha, Devir Maskel was there, Einoi Shemei, he says, Porshed, I'm reading together with this Mishabura Oiz Vahadar, so it gives us a little bit of a better translation. The Mishabura Oiz Vahadar over there. Porshed Afilu Shema Metchila, Kol Shaloi Shama B'Saifa. Kol Shaloi Shama B'Saifa. If you hear the theme before, he says again, Pashat Afilu Shama Mitchilasa Kol Shaloi Shama B'Saifa. If you didn't hear the end, right, so that we know you can't answer Amen. That's everybody. That's a problem. When do I say Amen? It's Amen Yisaymo. You only have Toich Kedei Dibur. You only have the amount of time Toich Kedei Dibur, right? Those 2 to 3 seconds. So if I don't know when the end is, how do I know when to say Amen? But he says further, Vehine Lefi Mashem Mavor Lekaman B'Simen Reshiyot Gimel. Sif Gimel, the Heicha Shu Roitza Lotzeis, the Eze Bracha Tzarech Lishmoya Oisa Mitchilas Avad Saifa. That again, if somebody wants to be Yotze with the Bracha, the other guy wants to be Yotze and drink his soda, whatever, with my Bracha, he has to listen from the beginning to the end. In case not, he's not going to be yotze. Tzorich lishmai mitchilasa v'atzayfa. Ve'enay odif me'amavarech ba'atzmai. So he says, so it's why the person listening, right? One pshat is one explanation is like this. The person listening, why does he have to hear every single word? Because ve'enay odif me'amavarech ba'atzmai. He's no different than the guy who's making the bracha. If he's being yotze with my bracha, so he's not any different than the other guy who's making the bracha for him, right? When he skips a word. If the other guy skips a word, it's no good. So therefore, I'm skipping a word because I'm being yotze with his bracha. Shlo yotze yidei chavotze sheshini mimadbeya shetavu chachamim. Okay. So then he goes further to say, L'chayre im chisa mishmaya afilu rak tchila sabracha levad. So therefore, even if he misses even the beginning of the bracha, shuvei mishay lanes amen eleha. That other person can't say amen. So why? Why is that different than any other bracha? Good, I'm not yoytze with the bracha, but I could still answer amen. No, you can't. Ve'en loyma demai, don't say demai giri, says the bir halacha. Ve'en loyma demai giri yusa bebracha. It's no different. It's not less than mistam bracha, the alma she'en reitze lotzeis ba. That any different bracha that I don't want to be yoytze, if I don't hear the whole thing, as long as I hear the end, I know what bracha it is, I can still say amen. Why is this different, the fact that I want to be yoytze? I want to say amen on this bracha. Good, I'm not yoytze, I'll say amen on this bracha. No, you can't. Let's explore klal. The tzorich lanes amen elo. He says why? Im kein afilu lo shama klal. Klal devadei ena yitzba. Nami yehemota. Right? It should still be mota. El al karchach. Here's the answer. Al karchach. The kevan shehu roitza let's explore. Since you want to be yitzba with his bracha, right? For who asah ba'oifin? You're doing it ba'oifin she'ena yitzba. Asru chachamim lanes amen. Since you want to be yitzba with his bracha, so now it's keilu. It's sort of like you're saying his bracha, right? So if his bracha is no good. Right, if his bracha is no good, well, in other words, his bracha is actually, good. But since you're missing words and you didn't hear all the words, so it comes out your bracha is no good. So you're answering amen to his bracha, which is really, since you're doing it in a fashion that you want to be yoytza with that bracha, so now it comes out your bracha is messed up. So you can't say amen on a bracha levatali, you can't say amen on a bracha she'ina tzricha, something like that, a bracha that's messed up, that the words are missing and you're missing Hashem's name or something like that. If I say, make a bracha and I'm missing Hashem's name, it's no good, I have to say it again. But nobody could say amen to that bracha, right? You can't say amen to a bracha levatali. We learned that. You can't say amen to a bracha she'ina tzricha. So it comes out that you're listening to that guy's bracha, you're being yaitza. So it's as though you are making that bracha. So therefore, you can't say amen, even though his bracha was good, but on you it wasn't good. So therefore, we don't say amen. So that's an interesting way that the Bir Halach is bringing it down. Like this, it's the same thing. Like this, he bribes at a tzarachin. Okay, say he bribes at a tzarachin, but it's an interesting sfarah. Okay, we'll end off with that. That's how the Ois V'Hadar just sticks in a few words. It says, Shechisa Metchila, Im Kein B'chai Gavna. Over here, the same thing. Shechisa Metchila Bracha. You're missing the beginning of the Bracha. Nami Ein Lanes. You can't answer. You see, it's not a good Bracha. So it comes out, the whole Bracha is no good. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlachem Bracha. And not just it's no good for you, because you didn't hear the whole thing. You also can't answer Amen on that Bracha. And even though if you would have heard it, and you don't want to be Yotze with that, you would be able to say Amen. That's an interesting way of the same Bracha you hear. One time you're allowed to say amen, one time not. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.